Good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 a.m., and you're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio, I have a few folks from Sitka Community Theater. Tonight is live radio theater. Welcome to Morning Edition, everyone.
Thank you.
Let me introduce all of you. Tom Hess, you are the stage manager.
Correct.
Shannon Hoagland, you're the producer.
Hello.
And Rhiannon Gavon, you're in one of the plays.
I am.
Okay, well, it's at 7 p.m. tonight. It's at the Performing Arts Center, and it's going to be a pretty big production. There are a lot of moving parts, aren't there, Shannon?
There are. We figure if everyone, like, brought one friend, we'd at least have a good audience. So we're hoping people come out and see their fellow community members, some of them trying out theater for the first time, but mostly a lot of old hands at theater.
Well, there are there are 20 actors in total and 4 plays and a whole number of directors. What does this mean in terms of managing everything that happens backstage, Tom?
It means I get to be, not professionally because I'm not being paid, but I get to be grumpy with a purpose. So I get to walk around and frown at people and tell them to get on stage, which is how you operate in theater when your last theater experience was single-handedly torpedoing the Laramie High School production of South Pacific in the 9th grade. And so when that's your background...
So you're working through some things.
Yes, and so when that's your background, you get into the stage managing area and you stand backstage with headphones and you frown it all out and you get people going and you get to read along with the plays and you usually get a pretty good seat. And when you miss a joke, you can go back and read it because you have the script in front of you, and it's great fun.
You're joking, but your job is pretty important. 4 producers, 4 plays, 20 actors all milling around back there, and it's your job to make sure it all happens.
Well,
not to put any pressure on you.
It's really easy to do that job really poorly, and I have seen it done really poorly, which is why I asked Tom 2 years in a row to do the job. And yeah, he keeps things in control backstage.
Well, Shannon, can you tell us a bit about these 4 plays?
Yes. The 4 plays we picked were done through, 2 of the plays were done through group readings, and we met on a couple Saturdays, had some donuts and coffee. Rhiannon was one of the people who joined us, I believe. Mm-hmm. And she actually encouraged us to do Pride and Prejudice, and it is a really zipped up version. And one of the things I was told to do was make sure it made sense. And it's not the whole story, but it does make sense. There are a few characters in there that don't exist in the show, in the book. I mean, they're mentioned incidentally, Gladys, one of them. But it does run in a linear fashion, and it's a zipped up version that takes, I think, about 25 minutes. And anyway, it's a lot of fun, and that has a pretty experienced cast.
And no one knows Pride and Prejudice like Shannon Hoagland.
Well, maybe Rhiannon, but yeah. And then there's the opening play is a show called For Business Reasons, and it was written in the 40s. Very funny because it's dated. It's a romance between a babysitting romance, kind of a September May romance, and that stars KCAW's own Emily Kwong and KCAW's own Peter Apathy. And there's 8 actors in that. Rhiannon is premiering a new play called Milktown, and then that is by Zach Desmond, who directed. That has 4 actors. Seton Bryant plays about 8 characters. Mm-hmm. And then Rebecca Polson did kind of a spoof on Sitka Life, what if all our visions came true, like all the community visioning that we do, what would happen if they all came true. So it's very funny, very fast paced. There's about 6 images on a rear screen projection for that one. But anyway, it's fun to see playwrights. I'm trying to get Tom to write one too for next year, but it's really fun to be able to premiere new work and to see people still interested in writing for radio.
So, Rhiannon, I'm going to put you on the spot and ask if you can perform a little bit of Milktown for us. And if you could set it up, the scene that you're going to. I don't expect you to do an entire scene, but if you do a line or two of yours, but set it up by talking about the scene.
Sure, I'll do a line. Milktown is written by Zach Desmond, and it's this hilarious, fast-paced, very quirky play about 3 teenage detectives who live in Milktown. And Milktown is going through kind of a crisis where a lot of their old artifacts are disappearing, and cats and owls are disappearing and nobody really knows what's going on. So I play the character Miranda, who's kind of the ringleader of these three teenage detectives. And she is whimsical and intense and kind of lives in her own little world where every single thing that happens has a lot of very specific meaning to her about things that don't really make sense to other people. But everything in the world has a specific meaning to her. So I'll just do one line from the prologue, which is kind of when we're being introduced to all of the characters. And I think it speaks to Miranda's character. So this is in response to a line that her teacher says where Miranda comes in late to class and he kind of spouts off all of these ridiculous things that she might have been doing instead of being in class, and one of them was cavorting with wood nymphs. So Miranda's response to that is, "Everyone knows that wood nymphs don't cavort. They caper."
Well, so that's that was Rhiannon gave on.
And the thing that Rhiannon's leaving out is that a lot of the character of that show, there's kind of a character itself, which is the pace. Mm-hmm. And the pace, Rhiannon plays into it really well. And what would you say it reads like? I don't know, like Aaron Sorkin wrote a Scooby-Doo episode. Like, is that an accurate description of it?
It's very like boom, 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 boom.
And the lines are all one line. You know, there's not long paragraphs that you see in some of the older shows. It's mm-hmm. just, it's very fast paced. And it's been nice to be able to see it more than once because there's stuff I'm picking up every time I see it. So you have to stay on your toes as an audience member.
Yeah, stuff we're still picking up as actors, even having read it, like, you know, 30 times, where yesterday at rehearsal, we read a certain line and we all went, oh.
So it's constantly evolving.
Mm-hmm.
And two of the plays are written by Sitkins and produced by Sitkins. It seems like Sitka Community Theater's radio theater is really, really sort of an opportunity for locals to test out creating theater and acting and all of those things.
Yeah, I mean, it's something that feels safe because a lot of people can't really picture themselves like putting on makeup, putting on a costume. Like, they don't want everything that goes along with what they associate with acting and theater, just kind of being foofy. And so this is, I don't know, I think this is something where people are like, oh, I can read a script. I don't, you know, they get nervous about memorizing lines. I mean, as someone who is getting, as someone who's getting older, I can see how that would be a little more intimidating, having to memorize a lot of lines. When you go into auditions, you don't know what part you're going to get. And this really focuses the team aspect, like showing up for rehearsals. I got to say, the biggest difference that has happened in radio theater has been being able to, I mean, we used to be really limited to during the week times, and having actors, like opening up the weekends as possibilities for auditions has really changed the energy that people show up on a Sunday afternoon or a Saturday night, Friday night, and they're there when they want to be. So that's, you know, it's not the end of a day of work. So they're not showing up totally exhausted. I mean, we still have during the week rehearsals, but I don't know why we didn't think of it before. But it just makes it so people aren't missing as many rehearsals and people are ready to rehearse when it's time to rehearse. So I think that's, I don't know if Rhiannon feels, this is your first year, so I don't know if you would feel the difference if we. But I'm hoping to incorporate that strategy for our spring production and be able to include more people if they know that the schedule will be based on them and not necessarily on, I don't know, being free in the evenings.
And so you're also hoping people will perhaps be inspired by tonight and start thinking about plays they may want to write and produce or acting in next year's radio theater productions.
Yeah, I think a lot of people who come to the show say, I can do that, or that looks like a lot of fun. And a lot of people come up after acting and they want to do the sound effects. Like, that's a pretty popular thing to do. And we have a new sound effects director this year, Mary Beth Payloff, who has a lot of experience doing sound. And So she's done an amazing job this year.
So that's another aspect of, you know, all the moving parts to the production tonight. There's a live sound effects crew. There are three live musicians. You mentioned projections on a screen. There's a lot going on.
Yeah, I mean, those things are not going on in every single show. But, yeah, it's a lot of actors. It's, I don't know. And the nice thing is all the shows are really well-paced. I guess we should explain that, yeah, people can see the sound effects being produced like an old-time theater. But it'll be just, you know, like going to any other event at the Performing Arts Center, you know, all the bells and whistles are out, and I don't know, we have all the tools there able to make a really enjoyable experience. I should mention our directors, because I haven't mentioned them. Stephanie Ask is directing Pride and Prejudice. Shira Cahan is directing For Business Reasons. And we have, yeah, Rebecca and Zach directing their own plays. Rebecca Polson, Zachary Desmond, and Zach's an old hand at I don't know if he's an old hand at directing. He certainly is an old hand at theater. He's a really good actor. Rhiannon's had the chance to work with him. And they've been, that cast is a multi-age cast. And he does a lot of kind of acting workshops with them. And that's been fun to watch him direct.
So that's live radio theater tonight. Is it suitable for all ages?
It is. We don't generally get all ages, but it definitely is suitable for all ages. You know, a lot of humor, a lot of action on stage, despite the fact that it's radio theater.
So it's $10 and $8 for students and seniors. You can get tickets at Old Harbor Books. Will there be tickets available at the door?
Yes, there will. We have, and then we'll have desserts during intermission. So that's another fun thing.
Okay, great. Okay. Well, that's live radio theater tonight, 7 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center.
Brought to you by the Greater Sicca Arts Council.
And another major sponsor is the Sicca Fine Arts Camp. Got to mention them, too.
Well, thank you all so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Thanks.
We've been speaking with Shannon Hoagland, Tom Hess, and Rhiannon Gavon about tonight's upcoming performance, live radio theater.